GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
The government is strengthening the justice system and promoting respect for the law by restoring love, kindness, and peace in Jamaica. To achieve this goal, the Ministry of Justice is employing an alternative method of dispute resolution known as restorative justice. Restorative justice is a process that involves three main parties: the victim or the individuals harmed, the offender or the individual causing the harm, and the community, that is, the place where the harm was committed.
A significant feature of restorative justice processes is that they can only be applied where the offender willingly accepts responsibility for his or her actions and consents freely and fully to participate in the process of restoration of the harm that has occurred. So it's a voluntary process. The victim of the harm must likewise agree to be a part of the process, and therefore it is entirely consensual.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. In 2008, the pilot phase of the Restorative Justice Program was rolled out in four communities: Granville, Effortsville, Homestead, and Tower Hill. There are now eight restorative justice centers on the island, with the recent opening of a center at the Overton Plaza in Montego Bay, St. James. The centers serve communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew, Westmoreland, and St. James.
We see restorative justice as a particularly relevant approach to dealing with some of the social aspects of crime and the cultural aspects of crime that bedevil Jamaica.
Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says the program provides a solution to resolving disputes and reducing the backlog of cases before the courts.
How restorative justice can assist is matters that might otherwise have ended in the court system may be addressed successfully before it ever gets to the court system. Matters which have entered the system and which, if they went to trial, would involve significant court time being employed and prosecutorial time to prepare the case and defense time and so on, all of that may be saved if a referral to the program takes place and the matter is resolved satisfactorily through the RJ procedure.
To date, several persons and communities have received healing through the Restorative Justice Program, leading to the initiative being expanded to more communities.
We don't think it's an efficient use of resources to attempt to build a center in every community where it might be needed. So we are going to be moving more towards a kind of hub concept where centers can serve multiple communities.
Two more restorative justice centers are to be opened this year, one in West Kingston and the other in Mountain View. Recognizing the success and benefits of the program, the government is moving to integrate restorative justice practices in the criminal justice system.
Cabinet has approved amendments to the National Restorative Justice Policy and has issued drafting instructions to the Chief Parliamentary Counsel for legislation to support the integration of restorative justice into the judicial system.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner. The legislation will enshrine a referral system in the formal criminal justice process.
The process will include both post-trial interventions involving parolees before the release of their sentence from prison. So it moves, restorative justice can be engaged from the very early stages of an incident or crime through to a post-trial situation where somebody is actually convicted and sentenced.
In addition, other initiatives are being undertaken to support the national rollout of the program. One such move is the training of several magistrates and judges, enabling them to be knowledgeable about restorative justice practices. The youth are also to benefit from the program this fiscal year, with the integration of restorative practices into the school curriculum. Research has shown that the use of restorative practices reduces the levels of deviant behavior among adolescents, while improving the overall climate for learning in institutions that have been plagued by unruly behavior.
The National Restorative Justice Policy mandates the Ministry of Justice to implement restorative practices in schools, and that process will actually be managed by the Ministry of Education. And we have already developed the modules and presented them to the Ministry of Education, and they have accepted them to work restorative practices into the curricula across Jamaica.
The government is committed to the reform of the justice system, providing access to justice, implementing strategic measures to achieve a structured and efficient operation of the island's court and judicial process to create and maintain a secure, just, and peaceful society.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.